Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
We have with us today Joe Salamone, Managing Director of Oilex, which is listed on the AIM market. Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Good to be with you.
That's good to hear you again. So Oilex has just announced a sales and purchase agreement whereby Oilex is buying GSPC's 55% equity in the Cambay PSC in India, and you'll now hold 100% ownership and control of the project. Do you think you can provide some background into this announcement?
Yeah, look, it's a very important announcement for us. It's the culmination of a lot of work over really a number of years. Just as a bit of background, you know, we're an oil and gas explorer. We're headquartered in Australia. We're listed on the ASX and AIM. Our main headline project is in India, but we're also working in the UK. This announcement is about the Indian project, and really the company has been in more or less a holding pattern for a number of years now, given that we were basically stalled with our Cambay project in India. And the good news now is that after extensive discussion and negotiations with our Indian partner, GSPC, we're now purchasing GSPC's equity, which means that GSPC is exiting the project. We will have 100% and control of what is a potentially large recognized gas condensate project. The purchase price, we're very happy with it. We're paying US$2.2 million. A recently announced capital raising provides the funding for the purchase. And the resolution of this at this point means that the company can now go ahead to restart the project that we've actually been working on for a number of years. And our focus will be on a pilot program to drill two new wells to test gas flow from a known reservoir.
Okay. And do you think you can remind us of the specifics and the potential of the Cambay gas project? We understand that it's potentially a large proven gas accumulation in the heartland of India's industrial region.
Yeah, exactly. The project is located in the state of Gujarat, which is one of the most industrialized states of India. And it's in the center of one of the main onshore oil and gas producing basins, the Cambay Basin. In actual fact, the PSC is one of the original, one of the first awarded licenses in India. And one of the first discoveries in India was made in this license. So it's been in place for many, many years. There are many wells drilled in it. And during more than 30 years of exploration, there have been a number of attempts looking at various reservoir sections, various productive intervals, and there has been a production established at different times from different zones. Our focus is on a proven gas accumulation reservoir in what are effectively tight Eocene siltstones. It's around about 2,700 metres in depth. They need a particular approach in terms of the work that we want to do in the field. But, you know, what we know is gas has been produced from this reservoir. We have produced gas from this reservoir, so we know it's there. The rates that we've achieved have been relatively low, and our efforts over the last few years have been directed at establishing the optimal drilling and stimulation approach to increase the production rates. And our overall aim is to aggregate sufficient production from a number of wells so that we have enough volume and pressure to actually produce into the main gas distribution trunk lines, which move gas all the way across India. And effectively at that point, we are producing gas which will replace imported LNG and achieve LNG parity price. Back in 2015, 2016, a third-party expert resource study estimated volumes of almost 1 trillion cubic feet of recoverable gas, along with 61 million barrels of condensate in the contingent category. So that's a big volume by anybody's estimation. For some time, we have now been preparing for a restart drilling program, which will consist of two vertical wells. This will be a pilot program. It'll be designed to kickstart redevelopment of the field. The aim will be to determine flow rates, both pre and post reservoir stimulation, so that given success, we can move into the already government-approved field development plan.
I think that leads on to the most important question of all then. With 100% ownership and control of the project, what's next for Oilex? What can shareholders expect?
Well, this is a major turning point. This is a major watershed point for Oilex. We've been working for this towards this, as I said, for a number of years. We expect the government of India will ratify the transfer of the 55% equity to Oilex over the next few months. And once this is done, this will provide us with the clearances to proceed with the planning and preparation activities to achieve a drilling program in the field. Over the years, while this project has been stalled, we have had to go through cost cutting. We've reduced our headcount. We've lost people. We kept the main team intact all the way through. But, going forward, we will need to rebuild our capability, appoint personnel to affect the field program, the procurement of services, execution of a detailed plan in the field. Interestingly, also at the same time, while India has been stalled, we've been working on our project in the East Irish Sea. So we see potential both in the UK and in India. In the UK continental shelf waters, we have one project called License P24446 in the East Irish Sea. We're quite experienced in the UK. We like working there. It has a very progressive government regulator. Huge volumes of data are available. There's a real depth of experience and knowledge. There's existing facilities. And our overall plan is to continue our work in both India and the UK. And both of those, we believe, will contribute to the long-awaited rejuvenation of the company. We're in the strongest position we have been for years. The Cambay position is about to be unlocked. Well, in fact, it is now unlocked, only requiring Government of India approval. We've raised funds, which were announced in a recent RNS. We're ready to go forward. Our long-standing shareholders and stakeholders have stood by us through this difficult time. We really thank them for their patience and support. But just repeating, this is a real watershed for the company. This is what we've been working towards for the last number of years. So we're now at that point to be able to go forward again and return real value to the company and to our shareholders.
And it sounds like you're still going to be busy over the next few months as well. Joe, thanks for joining us and Share Talk. And I'm sure we'll hear more from you in the future when more news is announced.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.